Coach's Insight programs continuing here tonight on Care 93.7. Brandon Tamman with you. We're on to ACCHS, and it's brought to you by L&L Construction. And we're joined by girls basketball coach, that is Austin Eckert, still one of the best teams in Class 3A. The Tigers moving to 16-1 overall, and they clinch the Northeast Kansas League title with their win on Tuesday night in big-time fashion, 82-48 against McLouth. We'll dive into that one momentarily, but now 16-1. Coach, great win on Tuesday night, and congrats on the NEKL title.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. The kids really worked hard, and that's really the only goal we had for the season was to win league and be at the top of the mountain, so to speak, for this league. There's still a ton of work to do, and we have a lot to accomplish. Hopefully, with many more games left. But, you know, just super proud of the way the kids work and the focus that they've shown to put ourselves at the top of the league.
Well, you score more points than you had at any point in a game this year on Tuesday night, 82 in the win against McLouth. And the numbers are pretty staggering. I mean, there's just no way around it. You had Natalie Nitz, 20 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. Addison Schletzbaum, 19-7-6. Aaliyah Wallish, 19-4-3. Kenzie Bowerly, 18-5-4. That is pretty good across the board, I would say.
Yeah, when you get four girls playing at that high level and your role players are sharing the ball extremely well, and Jenna Pitts went 2-for-2 from three as well, it makes things look easy. But the reason that happened is because our kids competed for every possession. And that's really what we've been working on in practice, what we've been talking about all the time, is we just want to see some focus and see them compete every defense and offensive possession. And the ball was just moving. We were getting some stops. We were forcing some turnovers, and we were finding the open person, and we were making things happen instead of just waiting for someone to make a play. I thought every player that played in that game played with passion, and they competed really well. So that was really good to see. I think defensively we still could have done better, but that's also a credit to McLeod. They hit 8 threes last night, so they shot the ball really well, and they gave us a really good push.
You got 3 games left here in the regular season. You get Oskaloosa Friday, JCN, Pleasant Ridge to wrap things up next week. And again, we talked a little bit about the sub-state at Marysville a little bit last week. Right now, 6 of the 8 teams have double-digit wins. This is going to be a very challenging sub-state. Nemaha's right up there, 1 loss with you, and a top-3 team, of course, and you guys right there at 16-1. Minneapolis, a 13-5 team, and Sabetha and Hiawatha playing as good as anyone in the Big 7 right now. But, again, just kind of sneaking through and peeking at the sub-state. There's still a lot to be played out, but, boy, it's as good as any in the class.
Yeah, we have 3 important games before we get there, and that's where our focus is going to be on practice. But, you know, if we were to look ahead to sub-state, it's a gauntlet. It might be the toughest sub-state in all divisions across Kansas. We're going to have to compete at the highest level we have had. We're going to have the most focus we have had, and we're going to have to play the best basketball to get, you know, to that sub-state championship or go be lucky enough to go on to state. But truly, the first round games of that sub-state, anybody could win. 8 seed through 1 seed. There's no bad team in our sub-state, and it's definitely going to be a pretty wild week of basketball.
Finally, Coach, Friday, Oskaloosa, you doubled them up first time around in early January, 54-27. Both teams, you can argue, maybe a little bit different to this point. Maybe what's different about Oskaloosa that you've seen? What's kind of the expectation for this matchup on Friday?
They still do a lot of the things they were doing last time we saw them. We know they're going to play that zone defense, and they're going to compact the paint, try and make us play around the perimeter. And then they're going to play fast offensively. They're going to try and push in transition and try and shoot layups. So we're going to have to be focused in transition defense, and then on offense, we just have to compete for great possessions. That's that word that we're going to stick with the rest of the year, is we just want to see kids compete and not take things for granted. Go out there and try and win. I do also want to give Addison Schletzbaum a shout-out. She, against McLeod, she actually broke the all-time leading scoring record in our school history. And she's only the second kid to ever score 1,000 points.
Wow. Congrats. That's big-time stuff, and I know we've had her as an athlete of the week, and we've talked about her numerous times throughout the course of the year. Just a great career, and obviously there's still a lot to be accomplished. You know, you got these 3 games left, and sub-state will be a lot of fun once we get there. But Again, congrats to her. Appreciate that shout-out. And congrats on the NEKL title, Coach. And I know there's still a lot to get done here in the next couple of weeks.
All right. Thank you, Brandon. I appreciate it.